This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who wants to put everyone back in the fold.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Johnny Nash.
An old name from my disc jockey days, and I can see clearly now. Yeah, hopefully the skies are clear where you are and you have a beautiful day in front of you. This is a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Jay Kirshner to try to see his... I'm looking out of the window. Well, it's dark where I am at the moment. In the Hawaiian Islands, it's, like 1 o'clock in the morning here. The limitations... This is a good way to experience this sort of thing. Limitations or lack thereof. You know, when you think about how sometimes... I can't see. That's a limitation. Only, though... If you let it be a limitation, right? Think of all the things you say, oh, I can't do that because I'm too old, I'm too heavy, I'm whatever. I'm not, but I'm not rich enough to do that, or I can't afford, you know, that kind of stuff. So my charge to you today is to think outside the box, but inside of you as well. You know, the idea is, that you have that are limiting are yours to throw out. Get rid of them so you can do what you want to do. Go where you want to go, right? It's easy for you to do because you got blah, blah, blah. I can squeeze more stuff out of a little bit than a lot of people can. And that's because, you know, I kind of practice it. I don't want to run into difficulties. We always do. All of us run into difficulties here and there. But... this is the day for you to get a grip on things, get a grip on your life, get a grip on your ideas, because a lot of times ideas drift in and out. It's kind of like what limits you. The ideas come into your mind, oh, I can't do that. Yeah, try thinking that you can. All right? Like the people who built the PhotoStick Omni. I'm looking at a list of devices that are available for the first time this year. It's almost... it reminds me of Christmas time. But I thought that if I'm going to put my, you know, mouth where my thoughts are, or put words back up my thoughts with words, I'll give you ideas that people came up with that are successful. This is kind of like Shark Tank. You want to know why that show is so popular? Not only because the chemistry of the people who are on it work, like Mark Cuban and Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Neill, Kevin O'Reilly, Kevin, what's Kevin's last name? I don't even remember. They are in every episode because they're the most popular guys. So they make sure they're in every episode. And they, the other three seats, they sort of change around. But the impact of that show on creativity and people's ideas has been amazing. You'd think that sooner or later they'd run out of people with new ideas. But instead, they are pounded. The producer, Mark Burnett, pounded every week with people that have more ideas, better ideas. And that's why the show is as successful, and more people watch it now than ever before, because they have all of these things that you think, well, they'll run out of ideas. Well, people don't run out of ideas. And this PhotoStick Omni is a perfect example. It's a backup, protects your photos and videos on every single device that you have. And this is something, you know, phones, tablets,
that's
computers,
great.
Excuse me, whatever it is. There's another new one. These, by the way, have not been on Shark Tank. There's a wireless charging hearing aid. This is the wireless charger for hearing aids. A lot of the hearing aids that are around now are expensive. This is a little thing. I have somebody that works for me on the farm that really needs a hearing aid, and we're trying to find something that he won't lose. But you look at the average cost of a pair of hearing aids. The good ones are $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 bucks. But they only cost $100 to make. So what does that tell you, other than highway robbery, right? So if you get these wireless hearing aids, while they charge up and you can use them, they are there's no batteries in them. A lot of them have the hearing aids have batteries to install, that kind of stuff. But I thought that was kind of an interesting new. It's not a gimmicky thing at all. Let's see. There's a new device that's based. There's always something new in this department. This thing is called the Bondic, B-O-N-D-I-C. It repairs just about anything and everything in just a few seconds. It's not really a glue. It's not an adhesive. It is something that has been created by a dentist.
Oh, so that's this, cool.
You know how when you get a, if you've had a cavity and they drill it out and then they put that new white plastic stuff in there,
mm-hmm.
and then they come at you with a laser, like an ultraviolet thing that cooks and secures it in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this particular tool...
Unfortunately, yes, I do know what you mean.
Yeah, exactly. This is 50 times stronger than glue. That's why they use it on your teeth. And so this guy, this dentist teamed up with a chemical engineer, and they've developed this liquid formula that is activated by UV light. So you can use it to fix just about anything. I thought that was kind of...
It is. I always like those kind of things where, with the infomercials, and
yeah.
there's a hole in a boat, and then they use the product on the boat, right. and then they go the sailing
boat.
Through.
Right. What is that stuff? Super. It's not. I have used it. It's a tape kind of a thing, isn't it? I've used it on the farm to fix stuff. No, it's a liquid. But I know what we used it for, to fix leaks in the roof. That's what we used it for.
Was it Flex Seal?
Flex Seal. Yeah.
Flex Seal. That's
yeah.
it.
Yep.
That's it. That's there for James. All right, one more of these, just from the idea department. This is an eyewear cleaner. I hope they developed this for car windshields as well. It's smear-free. It's called Carbon Nanotech Eyewear Cleaner. And, you know, you have when you buy a pair of gloves, you get them from an optometrist or an ophthalmologist, you get the little cloth, you know, that isn't like anything else they use to clean your glasses off. It's much better than using, for example, some people just take some of the toilet paper or something like that, the stuff.
With their absorbed. Breath and then the bottom of their shirt.
Yeah, that's...
Where you're like, and then, yep, and then you wipe it on your shirt.
But that stuff will scratch the lenses if they're really good lenses, right? So this stuff is something that you can use that cleans and wipes and... And does it? It's called Carbon Nanotech Eyewear. All right, enough of that. This is like I feel like Johnny Carson on the old Tonight Show. They used to he and Ed would stand behind a table and they'd have all these new gadgets that they'd put on every couple of months and display them and show people how they work. And they're usually kind of silly. Those things are really pretty silly. Here's the story of a recent college graduate who had been missing in the Houston area for 2 weeks. Thankfully, this person's been found safe. Christina Johnson is her name, disappeared from her home while walking her dog back on March 6th. She was found last week near the University of Houston, but I don't get what happened to her. She was wandering around.
Well, it hasn't really been released, but her dad had made a comment of that he thought she was maybe having like a... There was a mental episode, I think is how he referred to it.
Yeah.
But they don't exactly know what happened, all of her whereabouts during that time when she was missing. She was with her dog. At one point, they thought they found the dog. It ended up just kind of being a lookalike. It wasn't the same dog. But they did eventually find her and the dog. But the dog that they originally found that they mistook for her dog, whose name is Max, her parents ended up adopting that dog.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very sweet. Yeah. Good. That's great. Yeah. Well, so good. I know a lady in Framingham, Christina Johnson is her name. She's the chairman of the planning board. I should probably bring this and give it to her. That's another thing. We think about our uniqueness. You know, our fingerprints are not the same. They're the most unique part of us in many respects. The fingerprints are not like anybody else's. But our names, you can look up. I've done this once in a while. I've done my children. I wanted because we wanted to name them, you know, some unique name that wouldn't be like anybody else's. And then when I looked up my own name, I found another Doug Steffen, who's a professor at Winnipeg College in Toronto, one of the Canadian colleges, anyway. And I wonder if you, Jay, have you ever looked up your name to see if somebody else is named Jay Kirshner or Jessica Kirshner or...
I did with my maiden name, and an inmate came up.
An inmate?
An inmate came up, yep.
Okay, well, listen. Nothing wrong with that.
She had quite a life. It was quite a record.
Right. Exactly. All right, another name in the news is Lauren Russo, a Londonderry, New Hampshire lady, a college student, hospitalized after she was seriously injured in a biking accident. She goes to Stonehill College but was on leave a junior year abroad. She's being treated at a hospital in Spain. Serious injuries in the crash that took place earlier, a couple of days ago, I guess. She's had traumatic brain injury. You know, if you get run into, I go back to Treat Williams and what happened to him up in Vermont. The actor Treat Williams got run into by somebody who wasn't paying attention.
Oh, on his motorcycle,
yeah. And this happens as well when, you know, you are out and about. It doesn't just be in America, but over there. If you have ever ridden or driven a car in any of the European countries that are considered Western, like France and Italy, and Italy and Spain are the worst. The drivers are nuts, and they are not, they're so emotional, they don't pay attention. It's also bad to drive in Israel and places like that in the Middle East, but, man, you take your life in your hands if you're out driving a little motor scooter. So this young lady didn't have any money, so somebody set up a GoFundMe campaign to help her so she could get treated and get back home. $178,000 they have collected so far. But it's all unnecessary. She received a grant to go study in the scholarship program overseas. Mm-hmm. So she was in Paris this spring. God bless her. Hopefully she'll be A-OK. 18 after the hour on the A-OK Good Day program.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the two sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
All
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Right now, 23 after the hour, it's social media time, and one of the directions that I want to go in here, if time allows, European regulators have announced this week they're probing Google, Apple, and Meta. They're investigating, the European Union is investigating, in concert with their new Digital Markets Act. I think it's interesting that the most important, the biggest, maybe this says something about America. As much as we chide these two little worms that ran or came up with Google and, you know, the Apple guys, Steve Jobs and those people there, and then Zuckerberg. By the way, I'm on Kauai, and Zuckerberg owns 110,000 acres over here. He's building, he found an old airport that was used for helicopters, and he's now creating an airport for himself so he doesn't have to land at the regular airport. So there you go.
That sounds about right.
Yep, it certainly does. Anyway, so the investigations into their the engineering, the way they do things and how they sort of corner people and anti-competitive and all that stuff. So we'll see where that goes. Meanwhile, the United States is sanctioning China, China-based hackers that are targeting critical infrastructure in our country. So the United Kingdom and some of the other European countries, along with the United States, are sanctioning Wuhan Science and Technology. Hello, duh. That's the company that created the virus that became known as COVID. And so we're finally getting around. How many years has it been? Was it 2021, right?
Well, technically, so the end of 2019. Yeah. When we didn't realize it was already here.
Right.
And then it was, March 13th, 2020 was when the world shut down.
Right. So now they're getting around, these governments are getting around to suing the companies and suing the individuals that were involved in this stuff. And so anyway, the Chinese say we're being targeted. United States is anti-China. And the policies are creating tension between us and China, blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, blah. You know, they created this.
Well, then the hacking and the, you know, so, fear of political interference.
It's not about the Chinese people. It's about the Chinese government. But then there are those who say to us all the time, you get the government you deserve. When you look at, we deserve this, we deserve that, we deserve Biden, we deserve Trump. Come on. Are we that? Are we really? Is that what's going on with us? And so do the Chinese people deserve Xi? You know, did the Russians deserve Putin?
Think about it when you were younger and in like elementary school, and you'd sit at a table with other students, and if two of the students were acting up, your entire table got in trouble and had to be held back 5 minutes for recess or whatever. It's the same situation.
Yeah, that's an interesting analogy. All right, yesterday at gooddayshow.com, Good Day Networks, we asked you about electric vehicles, and somehow this got turned around. The question that came from one of our listeners, Doug, how do you feel about changing all of your farm equipment to electric? Well, I would not. That's the simple answer to it. And then the response to that question for me came from a listener named Dion Miller. Farm equipment has changed over the years. He writes, would you still prefer to follow the horse pulling the plow? Well, yeah, okay, he refers to it is appropriate technology. A lot of things have changed, but we're talking here about, and this person obviously is on board with electric stuff, and that's okay. It just doesn't happen to appeal
was a hypothetical question.
To me. Right. I'm not buying anything electric on my farm. So, I mean, I use a lot of electricity and a lot of electrical-powered stuff, but I don't want tractors and trucks powered by that, but that's me. That's why we asked you to tell us what you thought. It's 28 after now.
Avoid an unpleasant surprise at checkout. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You scored a great hotel rate online, but Mike, a frequent business traveler, warns about hidden fees. Some are mandatory, but others may only apply if you use certain services. If you don't expect to take advantage of the amenities a fee covers, try asking the hotel to remove it. And to duck that pricey daily Wi-Fi charge, use the personal hotspot feature on your smartphone. Before you book, Mike recommends resortfeechecker.com. Also on our blog, Anne Marie says she has sold lots of books that were gathering dust on Amazon. She says she still browses in bookstores, then buys used copies on Amazon if she can't find what she's looking for at the library. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave. And they're doing it for offering it to you for half price from their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignon, their pure ground burgers, the comfort classics, easy to prepare meals, perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the packages that you select. Shop omahasteaks.com/Doug. With the Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless value, incredible entrees, scrumptious sides.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says that the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge after the collision with a container ship does not appear to be deliberate.
The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack.
Prior to the collision, the ship's crew alerted authorities about a power complication. The Supreme Court is currently deliberating on a case with potential implications for access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices are examining an appeals court ruling that halted recent FDA revisions aimed at expanding the availability of the medication. Donald Trump has entered Bloomberg's list of the 500 wealthiest individuals globally. The recognition came on Tuesday following the public debut of Truth Social, the social media platform initiated by the former president, which secured him billions of dollars in stock options. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Anna Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Letters.
James, can you get a little more volume out of this?
I wrote to you every day for a year.
I didn't hear.
Yes.
All right. So this is from the notebook. Maybe you can explain, because it was hard to hear all of that. I know that it's an important thing for, let's say, your generation. If I'm gathering that that's what this is about, Jay, the notebook.
The notebook was a great movie. It's based on a Nicholas Sparks book. Ryan Gosling was the young Noah Calhoun. James Garner was the older Noah Calhoun. Spoiler alert if you've never seen the movie. Rachel McAdams and Gina Rowlands, James Marsden, Joan Allen. Yeah. It was a really sweet movie. And that's a really popular love scene where they really come back together for the first time. It's like the beginning of the rest of their lives.
Oh, cool. Not like what happened in Castaway, when Tom Hanks' character lost his love interest because he was gone for so long. And that brings me around to, I have never been a fan, really, Shonda Rhimes, the old medical show that she did with
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, right? Exactly.
You watch your mouth, sir.
Well, but now because I've been spending so much time, I don't watch much TV. I have my favorites that I try to catch every week, but I don't always have good luck doing that. But they're on the plane. I can catch episodes of old shows. So I used to hear so much about Grey's Anatomy. I found a whole 10 episodes of it. So I'm watching it. It was from earlier on, and then there was some that is more recent. And so my question is: did Ellen Pompeo ever marry Dr. McDreamy? Wasn't that part of
one
of the? Did they marry?
Yes, and they have amazing and beautiful children together. And
really?
Then, spoiler alert: he dies.
No.
Yeah. Traumatic brain injury. And the real, the irony is that the only surgeon that could have saved him was himself.
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
I love Grey's Anatomy. I watched the first season. Yeah. I really liked it, but I didn't like it enough to keep watching it. And then I didn't come back to it again until the penultimate episode and the season finale in season 6 because Mandy Moore was on it.
Yeah.
And I have a major girl crush on Mandy Moore. Love her. Oh, really? And then I started watching the rest of the seasons until, I don't know, maybe the last 2 seasons I haven't seen.
I find myself finding some of these, I was watching on the plane over to Hawaii, a military show that I hadn't seen before that was actually pretty good. With a couple of faces I recognize. I don't remember what the actors' names are, but there's a lot of that stuff. We have so much culturally that we can see as far as television. We can read great books and great magazines with all kinds of stuff in it, all sorts of interests. It's hard to be bored, it seems to me, in this age. As a matter of fact, if anything, you get confronted by too much stuff and you don't really know, what am I missing by not seeing this show, or what am I missing by not being able to read that book, or what am I missing, by not listening to that radio, whatever it is. So we're here to stimulate you as much as we can. People say, well, you're the host of a news talk radio program. Yes, we're more of a companionship conversation program that does deal with the issues of the day and the people that are around, but also practical stuff. So I'll carve out a page from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, which my friend Jay seems to like.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, I know you like this. So let's go back to 1775 for this one. First shots of the Revolutionary War are being fired. The American colonies are getting, feeling their muscles, but they don't have any money. So the war goes on. The colonies don't have any money. The Second Continental Congress votes to issue bills, which they exchanged to the Spanish for what the equivalent was of their dollars. And so the first bill that was ever made, for whatever the reason, was the $2 bill. Did you know that? $2 bills
were older
than the United States.
I know they're still somewhat in circulation.
A lot
of people collect them.
Yes.
But why was the $2 bill, why is it not as prevalent anymore?
Because it's redundant as much as anything. It's like pennies. We don't use pennies anymore very much. You need the singles and... I know in my ice cream shop on the farm, we use singles, $5 bills, $10 bills, and $20 bills, and that's it. You never see a 50. Well, you do see a 50, but make change for it, or a $100 bill. But the supposedly, because it costs so much money to do a run on bills, they've tried to consolidate. Because every time they run, let's say, a single dollar bill or a $100 bill, whatever it is, it costs $400 million. To just set it up and do it, because they have to be sure that the bills can't be duplicated. And so, they have the plates and they have all this other stuff. But I thought it was interesting because these $2 bills, were around before, about a year before our Declaration of Independence. And so if you look at the $2 bill back then and you look at the $2 bill today, it looks really different. And this is very interesting. I think it is. I hope it is. Back in 1862, the current $2 bill was printed. So they haven't really changed the $2 bill that's in circulation today, even though there aren't a lot of them in circulation. But it's the same picture of Alexander Hamilton, who actually was the first treasurer of the United States.
I did know that fact.
No, you didn't know that. Okay.
Thank you, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes, right there. There you go. So anyway, I thought that was an interesting piece of information. All right, let's talk about, we've had a lot of input. This was sort of like a lot of the things that we post on our social media. It was sort of a whim. I saw something about electric vehicles, and I thought to myself, well, let's ask the audience. Remember, Jay, when I said that yesterday? Let's ask the audience about their feelings, you know, whether electric vehicles should be...
Should gas-powered become obsolete?
Eliminate. Yeah, right. So there's a new startup called Lucid Motors that I found out about that has raised $1 billion, and most of it coming from Saudi Arabia, which I find very interesting. So they are starting a company. Lucid Motors is starting a company called Fisker. And I think that they're trying to come up with more. It's kind of like Rivian. You know, have you seen those vehicles around, the pickup trucks and the SUVs, the Rivian all electric? They seem to have mastered.
I feel like we talked about Rivian recently.
Yeah,
because that,
right,
that
yeah.
name is sounding very familiar. And they almost kind of look like giant toasters. Are those the ones I'm thinking of?
Yeah, those are the ones you're thinking of. Yeah. So anyway, there's more electric vehicles. And let me get back to the question of, do you need them? And as I was saying before, somebody said, well, you know, if this is progress, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, that's swell. If you want them, go get them. I don't want the government telling me I got to have them, though. I'm happy to buy them if I think they're right for me and the way I live my life. But no. And then there's the story. There's another new EV company that is making compact cars. They're called micro EVs. This is supposed to be the future of urban mobility, these EVs that are being made. And so they're looking for people. There have been articles all over the place. I happen to see this in The Guardian, a story about this little vehicle. Looks like the smart car. Do you know what those look like? Somebody kicked them in the butt. And they're just little teeny cars. They look dangerous as hell. No, they do. They claim there's a $470 billion market for this kind of a car. They're starting to produce them now. They're being sold in Europe. And I'm be interested to see how long it takes for somebody to just run into one of them and it goes into the Seine River or into the Thames River or something like that. But they really
I
are.
I always like the, what are they, the Fiats? Which I like. I think those
Fiat.
Are cute.
This is half the size of a Fiat. And you can back it into a parking space that almost, it doesn't take up much more room than a motorcycle, which I think is also.
So when you're parking next to somebody who doesn't know how to park, you still have space to park.
Right, yeah, that's true. And there's so many people today don't know how to park, they don't know how to drive. Do you realize that, this is an aside, something that I saw, this is what's, I guess, good or dangerous about, excuse me, being a conversationalist. I pick up all kinds of stuff, and Jay, you do too, about things that may or may not be important to people. So anyway, this particular car, they expect this kind of a model to be worth $500 billion in today's marketplace in the next, between now and 2050. I don't know. I don't get it, but I don't get
My brain does not compute that.
No, no. Anyway, it's called the Eli, for those of you who are trying to check it out. I don't think you can buy one yet, but they're very interesting. Again, an offshoot of the conversations that we were having yesterday. All right, a lot of people are buzzing about Sean Diddy Combs, right? Federal agents have raided his homes. The Department of Homeland Security raided his home in L.A. and in Florida. Apparently, he's been accused of sexual assault, sex trafficking, a number of civil lawsuits over the last month or so. So what's the story? Mm-hmm. If Jennifer were here, I'm going to ask you, because I know who the guy is. I mean, you hear about him. Who was he married to? He was married to somebody that was a Beyonce? Who?
No, no, that's Jay-Z.
All right. So is
Sean
Jay-Z...
Combs, he was married to... what's her name? And I think she's one of his accusers, Cassie. Cassie Ventura, really? Another singer. He had a... I think that was his second wife. He had another wife.
Yeah. So what's the story with him?
He's just been facing like all of these different varying accusations, especially that have been ramping up in the past 6 months. And there's been a lot of people in the music industry who have kind of been pointing out that normally when somebody faces these kind of accusations, a celebrity, there are other people who will kind of stand up and vouch for them of mm-hmm. like, I don't see that happening and stuff. And it's kind of been known that Diddy hasn't really had anybody stand up on his behalf to defend him. Uh-huh. Nobody's been saying otherwise, except for his accusers, but nobody's really been defending him either. Mm-hmm. So the law enforcement have completely gone in, raided the homes. It's a whole big thing.
This is, isn't he very wealthy? Isn't he worth a couple hundred million bucks or something like that?
Well, I mean, he's a big music mogul, rapper himself. Puff not Daddy. Only does he have his or own Diddy. Music, but yeah. he essentially helped launch the careers of the Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls, Mary J. Blige, Usher as well.
Really? Yeah. Anyway, so he's accused of all kinds of things that aren't very nice. And I'm looking at where his home is, the picture of his home in Beverly Hills, and I drive by this place about once a week. You never know. I want to sometime mm-hmm. take one of those bus trips around just for fun as a tourist to see where the homes of the stars are.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of fun to do. Just once, just for the.
Would you trust that they're real though, and they're not just saying that this person lives there?
Yeah, that could be. 48 after here on Good Day.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog. Because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail. And you say, I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles. But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, you betrayed me. Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Time for another serving of Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack, who comes to us courtesy of his clinic in Salt Lake City. I'm happy to say I'll be visiting with him again. As you listen to this, I may either be on my way there, or I could be there, or I could have already left. Depends on when you listen to this. Jack has a great website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, all sorts of insights into the things that can help you. JackStockwell.com. He's a Nooka chiropractor, so that website, JackStockwell.com, is all about his Nooka chiropractic practice. Say it again, Doug. Practice. And Forbidden Doctor is kind of all about things that are of general impact and import when it comes to your body. For example, Jack and I were just talking about the study that actually was a part of what Ken Kronhaus, who's the other doctor, 2 hours of Good Day Health every weekend, one with Jack and one with Ken. And Ken has been all over the place talking about these new wonder drugs that will help you lose weight. And he and I have sparred on that. I love Ken. I love Jack. Don't always agree with either one of them. But that's why they're here, so that you are stimulated to think about, okay, does this make sense or does it not make sense? So with you, you say that this stuff, we've talked about these the last, I think, 3 or 4 weeks, the impact of all of these drugs and that sort of thing. But people want to lose weight. They're not eating well. So now there's a study on intermittent fasting that you also have concerns about. What do you have in your head about that?
Well, the number of studies is simply overwhelming.
It is, isn't it?
That underscores the genetic history that we have as human beings. Sometimes we think that life that we're experiencing now has just been going on like this for a long time, and it hasn't. You know, 150 years ago, you were lucky if you had one meal a day, let alone 3 meals a day.
Yeah.
And because of that, we were all our genetic history, and I don't care where your blood comes from, what part of the planet you know your genetic history is a part of, whether it's the Orient or it's Africa or it's Northern Europe or it's Indochina, whatever. The thing is that historically we have experienced periods of time without eating. It may be a day, it may be 2 days, and then all of a sudden we have a lot of food available. for whatever reason, we can come up with 100 reasons as to why there would be intermittent fasting imposed on us, not by choice. So we have that genetic aspect that we are wired to go without food for certain periods of time. And in when that happens, the liver detoxifies itself, bloodstreams get detoxified before we get another bunch of food again. And so the controlled studies, double-blind studies, randomized studies show that there is only health benefits to be gained for the majority of people. You know, not those that have massive comorbidities and those who are terribly sick, have no business fasting in the way that intermittent fasting calls for. But for regular health maintenance, there's nothing wrong with going without food for 12 to 16 hours.
How often, though? Should you do it? There are some people, you were talking about this, I think, last week or the week before, where you would eat in an 8-hour period or a 12-hour period, and then you wouldn't eat again.
Well, you fast every night when you're sleeping anyway.
Right.
And so, you know, if you extend it a little bit further, it has a definite effect in lowering triglycerides, lowering total fats, lowering cholesterol, and actually contributing to weight loss. Because the body has to survive whether you're feeding it or not. And if you're not feeding it every 2 or 3 hours, and there's some diabetic conditions that have to have that kind of feeding, but for the majority of people, when you can go several hours, it has a way of rebalancing the metabolic rate at which we consume calories inside the body. And the studies are just overwhelming. So this new study that comes out, poorly designed, I was reading it yesterday, and I was just, I got to call Doug. there's more to it than one study, is all I'm trying to say. And
all right,
you know,
so let me just, because I've got about a minute left in light of that, when I, like you say, you got to call Doug, I wanted to call Jack when I saw the story about Christmas spices and how wonderfully well they work as antioxidants, cinnamon, nutmeg, clove, all of that stuff is very good for you. And when
our ancestors have known this for hundreds and hundreds of years, the value of these kinds of spices, because they trigger different receptor sites in our digestive pathways that lead to better digestion and better elimination, let alone tasting good.
I think they're called nutraceuticals, as a matter of fact, foods rich in fitness-promoting compounds that mirror some of the better aspects of, you know, we talk about synthetic drugs and synthetic supplements, no good. You want the real thing. So
the real thing.
Another one. Food is medicine. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.